The temperature slide continues across the Northeast on a week that started off on a mild note. We are finishing the week off with a seasonable chill, and it turns even colder this weekend. We're looking ahead to the coldest air so far this autumn, with daytime high temperatures running only in the 40s in most areas, and overnight's low temperatures will drop below freezing across just about the entire area. So for areas that have not had a frost or freeze yet, we are quite likely to have one this weekend. Tomorrow night, there's already a freeze watch in effect for our southern areas. And if we happen to escape a frost or freeze tomorrow night, odds are quite good that we will see one on Sunday night. Across the region today, we're looking at a mixture of clouds and sunshine. There are a few spotty showers around, and it has been on the breezy side. Moving into tonight, another cold front will approach from the west, so we'll see variably cloudy skies. It'll be a bit cloudier across the north and partly cloudy across the south, and some showers are likely, especially from the capital region on north and west. And in the higher elevations, we are likely to see some snow mix in with the rain showers. It's even possible that across the higher peaks that we have an accumulation of snow by morning. Temperatures will be cool, dropping off into the 30s and low 40s. And then moving into the day tomorrow, we will feel that chill with high temperatures running mainly in the 40s. Across the south, temperatures may be a bit milder, running in the 50s, but in some of the higher elevations, temperatures are likely to hold in the upper 30s tomorrow afternoon. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine and some scattered showers, and again, with that cold air in place, some snowflakes are possible across the higher elevations. By Sunday, we'll see partly sunny skies. It will remain cool with temperatures in the 40s to around 50. And as I mentioned a moment ago, we have potential for a freeze across the south tomorrow night and again on Sunday night as this chilly air mass is in place. Weather remains cool into the day on Monday, and then we'll start to turn a bit milder by Tuesday and Wednesday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, mixing with snow, especially in the higher elevations, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, possible snow showers in the mountains, breezy, high in the 40s, some upper 30s in the mountains. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, mixing with snow showers, especially in the higher elevations, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, possible snow showers in the mountains, breezy and cool, high in the 40s, some upper 30s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cool, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, with a chance of showers, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, breezy and cool, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of mountain rain or snow showers, high in the 40s to around 50, and on Monday mostly sunny with highs in the 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.